get real advice about anything from two women who've experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know. Here's your hosts, Pam Gray and Rochelle Alhadeff.
Welcome to Chat with Women. This is Pam.
And this is Jamie filling in for Rochelle.
Bring her back.
We let Rochelle go on vacation. This is Jamie Pihon filling in for Rochelle today.
This is very exciting. Jamie's our co-host today. We're going to be having some different co-hosts because Rochelle is out of town all week.
Lucky her. And lucky us for being able to be on the show with you.
I'm very excited to have you with me today, Jamie.
Thank you.
So we're going to introduce our very first guest right away because this is so wonderful. This is our doctor, and she has a son that's starting school. I think he's in first grade today, so he has to get on the bus. Is that just the cutest thing? So we want to introduce to you today, we're going to be having Dr. Leah McNeil with a one-minute health tip, and we're also going to be having Madeline, and I want to make sure, Gauthier, who is the author of Where There's a Will, There's a Way, and is going to be a regular guest with information on wills, living trust, taxes, and planning for the ones you love. But now I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Leah McNeil with her one-minute health tip. Welcome, Dr. Leah.
Well, good morning, Pam and Jamie.
Good morning,
you?
Dr. Leah.
We wanted to be sure to get you on right away, so here you are.
Thank you for that. My son will appreciate that.
Yes, he will. So what is your tip this morning?
Well, this morning is, once again, a diet-related tip, and it has to do more with when the best time to eat is. And the tip is, eat like a king in the morning, a prince at noon, and a pauper at night. So what does that mean? That means ideally we should eat the biggest meal in the morning and breakfast. We've just woke up from fasting all night, technically,
right.
And breakfast is for breaking the fast, breakfast. So we should have a lot of protein, carbohydrates in the morning, and then eat a good-sized meal at noon as well, but eat the least at night because we have this big meal in our stomach at night before we go to bed, and it takes longer to digest. And actually, when you eat less at night, you will lose weight faster.
And you'll sleep better.
Good tip.
And you'll usually sleep better.
Right.
Some people, though, with hypoglycemia or blood sugar issues, have a snack before bed to help keep their blood sugar up at night, and that's okay. It's just this, we eat these huge meals at night.
Well, what's an example of a great meal to have for dinner? So those are saying, well, yeah, but what does that mean? So should we not have our carbohydrates at dinner? Should we have our carbohydrates in the morning? What? Give me an idea of what a great meal is at night.
A great meal at night is a protein, carbohydrate, fat containing meal, but it doesn't have to be the same portions that we usually
use. Okay, a little smaller.
You don't have to pile it on so heavy.
Right. I think a lot of people have this backwards.
Yes, they do.
Well, and a lot of people skip breakfast.
Yes.
So and dinner is the biggest meal.
Yes. I mean, that's just been ingrained into our head for so long. But if you eat the most in the morning and at noon, you might not feel as hungry by night.
Well, no, it's really true. I learned this a long time ago. And actually, if you go to realage.com, which we love, they'll state in there, they'll actually help you learn what you need to do to live longer. But one of the biggest tips from them is that you eat breakfast because it gets your metabolism going.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm with you 100%.
Oh, good.
I agree with that 100%, but I think people have to be reminded, that this is the way we should eat. And a lot of times people wake up not feeling hungry, so they wait till they're, famished.
Exactly. I have a lot of patients that say that. Oh, I just don't feel like eating breakfast. But then they drag, and they're starving by dinner time.
Right.
I've got the meal thing down, and even the evening meal, but it's the late night snacking that we need to get a hold of. Where does that fit into the diet plan?
No late night snacking. Well, Dr. Leah, what's the information so our listeners can get a hold of you? And we think your information is very important. So if they want to call and make an appointment, how do they do that?
My number is 425-452-9366, and I'm in Bellevue, Washington.
Wonderful. You want to give that number one more time, please?
Yes, it's 425-452-9366.
Wonderful. Now, and if you're driving, you go, I can't get that. All you have to do is go to chatwithwomen.com, and on the homepage, there you are, so
there
they can get all your information. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Give your son a big hug for us. I'm sure you have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.